AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Powerful storms sweeping over Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin. In Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, multiple deaths reported following a tornado that devastated the town.
It was actually all gone. Like, you can't even tell where we live.
Maggie Masker, among those lucky to be alive, but also shocked by the damage. In a move condemned by Israel, Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they will now recognize a Palestinian state. Graceland, the former home of Elvis Presley and one of America's most popular tourist attractions, set to hit the auction block on Thursday morning. That's according to a notice from the Shelby County Chancery Court published earlier this month. The Atlanta area district attorney, who is prosecuting former President Trump and more than a dozen others for allegedly trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results, has won her party's primary election Tuesday night. District Attorney Fani Willis will take on Republican Courtney Kramer in November. This is ABC News. Apple now says it's planning to ask a federal judge to dismiss the antitrust lawsuit brought against the company by the Department of Justice in 15 states. The suit accuses Apple of using its market share to monopolize the smartphone market. More help for Americans struggling under college debt.
If your debt is being canceled by this move, chances are you already know. These are borrowers, the administration says, enrolled in the SAVE plan, a new kind of repayment plan tied to income. They also include public service workers like teachers, nurses, or law enforcement officials. This is part of a series of moves the Biden administration has taken to lessen student debt after the Supreme Court struck down the president's sweeping $400 billion student debt relief plan. O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
A man caught on video jumping off a boat and onto an orca off the coast of New Zealand has been hit with a $600 fine. The man jumped onto the killer whale and a calf. Conservationists calling it, in their words, shocking and stupid. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose again when Christian Yelich was at bat, top of the eighth, against the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Marlins.
1-1, line drive, base hit. Ball game is tied. Contreras might have a chance to score from first. He'll be sent around. Yelich on his way to third. He is safe at third with a two-run triple, and the Brewers have the lead. What a moment for Yelich in his former home.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports. Yelich described what he saw.
I kind of got my doors blown off there with a sinker like the pitch before. That's how hitting goes sometimes. And then I was like, well, probably a good chance I'm going to see that again since I got beat by it so bad and just really wanted to stay inside it, but it gets swing on it, and fortunately it got to the wall. William was able to score, and you know, we kind of tacked on after that.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Manager Pat Murphy:
this guy's been doing it a long time. He was raised by the Marlins, and they taught him well.
The series wraps up tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, so it will be a little breezy today. Clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. And then more rain on the way as we head into Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel reporter John Dietrich joins us to talk about suicide and guns and public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
WMDX and 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, just down the block from the Big Dome, and it's the John and Gordy Family Show. We try to appeal to the family.
That's right.
We fail almost all the time.
That's right. That's right, we do. We fail pretty much every day, but we keep trying.
Yes, you know, we will keep trying.
When we say failure, it's just,
it's not a failure. It's an attempt.
It's an attempt. And, you know, if it was a baseball analogy, if you were hitting 300, that means you hit, you know, get three hits for every 10 bats, basically. It's a little less than that. But anyway, and that's considered really good.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing even better than 300. You know, I'd say 400, 500, at least half the show.
We're trying to round the bases.
Good morning. It's the John and Gordy Family Show for this Wednesday. We're at Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, the corner of Johnson and State and Henry. And it's cloudy this morning and still very windy. The winds are going to be gusting today, like up to 30 miles per hour. Boy, what a storm last night.
Well, it really is. We're calling this the We Survived the Storm edition of the John and Gordy Family Show.
Boy,
a lot of devastation out there. A lot of trees broken down. I mean, this is it. You know, it's time to clear out the yard. It's
trees on top of houses down in Verona, and I know some pretty heavy damage. You know, scattered around the area, but lots of branches on the ground all over the place.
Yeah.
And 30,000 people without power.
That's right,
according to MG&E. So. If you're, if you're recovering from the storm or if you have some damage out there, it's still going to be windy today. And some of those branches that might be caught up in the trees may be still falling, you know, later on today with some wind gusts up to 30 or 40 miles per
hour. A lot of them dangling at the very top. Yeah. Can't get at them.
So,
yeah. Get out the battery-operated chainsaws, folks.
Battery-operated chainsaw?
That's everybody's going to battery-operated.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have one?
I do.
Yeah? Does it work well?
I love it. You don't have to have that gas oil mixture can sitting around.
It's cloudy right now, 57 degrees. Let's get out the weather balls and get those going. Yes. If you can turn on the switch there, Sam, we'll check out.
We've converted the lottery balls into weather balls.
They were lottery balls. Now they're weather balls. First number is 7. First number is 7. Second number is 0. The 70 will be our high today. 70 is our predicted high, okay? All right. And it's going to clear out a bit. It's really cloudy this morning and, again, pretty breezy. I was driving back from Baraboo last night around 8:30, 9 o'clock, about the worst time you could be driving because it's windy and rainy, really heavy downpours. Yeah. On Highway 12 along the way, but
it was a tough time for you, huh?
It was after the worst part of the storms, but they were still out there. They were still lingering. I finally got back, and it was pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Hope you survived the storms okay, And if you have a storm story to tell, you can call us at 608-879-8255 or just text us on the Civic Media app. It's free. You can download it.
I have
it.
A story.
Text. Yeah, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's
I've
your
got,
story?
I've got two Gen Z sons at home in their 20s, and they stay up all night long. They go to bed about 7 or 8 in the morning. So they're lively at night, and what they do is they go for walks in the middle of the night. And I just want to warn the Middleton police, please, these guys are my sons. Don't worry about them. They're not out to rob anybody. But they walk around at night. I can't stop them.
Wait a minute. They wander around
they do.
The neighborhood?
My son just takes a walk in the middle of the night. I keep telling him, that looks suspicious. It's not a good time to go for a walk at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. But they did. They went out last night because they wanted to see the devastation, and it was. And they took pictures of it, and a lot of trees fell down on businesses, at businesses, houses, and they took shots of those. Our yard, as a matter of fact. So,
you got cleanup to do in your yard?
Yeah, we got a lot of cleanup to do.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well,
that's my little storm story. But I've got kids wandering around in the middle of the night.
The boys in the basement come out at night.
Yes, they do.
They're vampire-like, almost. Yeah? They don't come out during the day.
No, in fact, maybe that's why they do go out at night.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Well, maybe so. So we're here at Short Stack today, and if you'd like to join us, come on down. We've got plenty of room. 6 to 8 a.m. We'll be here all morning. The employees are getting ready for a busy day here, I'm sure.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Yeah, you can smell something cooking in the kitchen there. Yeah, it's pancake day
I'm
here.
I'm a pancake.
So that's what you're relating up to.
I'm a pancake.
They have the Short Stack pancakes. I'll tell you, the buttermilk, unbelievable.
Yes.
The blueberry, just crazy.
And the syrup is great, too.
The syrup is excellent. So come in and have some pancakes or, you know, one of their other fine breakfasts. They're also setting up the chairs and tables outside, even as we speak. You can sit outside. It's a little breezy there.
And you can make it happen. And their big sign up here is brunch without booze is nothing but a sad late breakfast.
So order a cocktail here first thing in the morning.
Yeah, they're setting up the tables out there.
I know they are.
They must have information I don't have. It looks cloudy.
Well, it's cloudy.
And about the storm again.
It's going to be breezy pretty much through the day.
Yeah. Hey, we got some. Some days of the calendar week here
we do.
To go through?
We do.
And one, of course, does not apply. It's something you made up. Let's see if we can identify that today.
All right, let's go through it, okay? Here's the National Day calendar lineup for today. Is it Craft Distillery Day or not? It could be Solitaire Day. Is it Love Your Neighbor Day? How about Emergency Medical Services for Children Day? Vanilla Pudding Day, Buy a Musical Instrument Day, or Maritime Day. Which one of those days does not belong? Do you want me to run through the list again?
No.
Okay, I could.
Is it Love Your Neighbor Day?
You got it.
Okay.
You could tell, couldn't you?
You are desperate to get your neighbors to like you in your new neighborhood.
That's right. It is not Love Your Neighbor.
There you go.
It should be.
Wishful thinking.
Maybe some other day of the year, but not today.
No.
Let's start with Craft Distillery Day. You're into craft beer?
Craft beer, yes.
What else?
Not into the booze thing, though.
Not into the booze. Yeah. Okay.
But I hear it's fantastic stuff.
Well, spirit distillation, John, has a long and influential history. Your name is John, right? Just sure checking.
And you're Gordy, right?
Yeah, I am. So, you know, we're going to start wearing name tags because we're getting to the age where we could easily start to forget each other's names. Spirit distillation has a long and influential history going back to the Greeks. Remember the Greeks? It was a great band. Some scholars trace the earliest recorded wine distilling recipes back to Anaxilus of Thessaly. Despite this, Rome expelled him for practicing magic in 28 BC. The Greeks also took the idea and learned it. Learned if they boiled wine in an open container, the hot alcohol vapor escaped first. Next, they captured the alcohol vapor, and then they slowly heated the wine. Okay, they're going through the whole distillation process. Yeah. We don't really care. So, craft distillery day. Okay.
They all had a lot of time on their hands. Of course, you know, before cell phones, they could come up with distillery recipes.
Yeah, the Greeks did not have cell phones for a long time. It's National Solitaire Day. Boy, talk about a lonely holiday. National Solitaire Day.
Yeah.
This game has been around for 200 years. 200 years. Also known as Klondike. The classic game, the version of the game uses a standard deck of 52 playing cards. Everybody knows how to play solitaire, I think.
Sure.
It wasn't until 1990 when Microsoft included solitaire in Windows 3.0 that the game truly went viral. Microsoft Solitaire.
It's
still around.
Different level at that point. Everybody was playing solitaire at that time. That was the video game.
That was the thing to goof around on at work. Play solitaire in front of your computer. Yep. People discovered they could goof off at work. Yeah. Okay, Emergency Services Day. What is that all about? Emergency Medical Services for Children Day is what it's actually called.
I think that's self-explanatory, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I'm going to explain it anyway. We celebrate Emergency Medical
Services
for Children Day. It's also known as EMS Day. We give special thanks to EMS providers. Boy, they do a great job for the way they respond to the needs of millions of Americans every year. They probably were very busy last night as these storms rolled on through. And, you know, you probably heard some sirens here and there and emergency workers going out. So we salute those emergency medical workers.
The tornado horns.
You know, they have to go out no matter what. Help people out. Vanilla Pudding Day. Did I skip this one? I might have. Okay. It's still Vanilla Pudding Day. What's vanilla pudding all about? Let's find out when it was invented. Okay.
What a stumper.
You don't like this segment anymore, do you? Just say it. Enjoy vanilla pudding
day. It's when we spend a half hour on that I suddenly realize that I don't have a life anymore.
You just realized that?
Hey, the puddings we enjoy is to do it, John.
Oh, that's right. There's a paycheck.
All right, you're right.
The puddings we enjoy as desserts today are not what they're commonly known as puddings in ancient dinner tables. Mm-hmm. Most medieval puddings were meat-based.
Yes.
What? And seasoned with herbs and spices. Even sweetened cooks usually serve them hot. Hot pudding with meat in it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Okay, let's just move on. Buy a musical instrument day. Make your own kind of music. Make your own kind of music. That's a song.
That was a horrible song, wasn't it?
Who was that? Oh.
Oh, there it is.
Mamas and Papas.
Is it really?
WMDX.
Mama Cass?
Yeah. Each year on May 22nd, we observe National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. The day's all about playing music. Well, if you're a musician, it might be a time for a new instrument. I think I'll buy another guitar today. Maybe you can learn to play a second or a third one all at the same time. Okay. We have more days of the calendar working their way into our program here in just a minute or so, but we got to take a little time out here.
Got to come down from that high. Wow.
But we're just getting started with the John and Gordy Morning Show live and direct from Short Stack Eatery.
I can't wait, man. This is a true thrill for me.
Coming up, we'll crack open the history books.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to stay right here. So if you cannot take my
hand, and if you must be going, you're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
And the storms came.
The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle. With Gilligan, the skipper too.
Skipper
a millionaire and his wife.
And his wife.
The movie star, the professor,
the professor and Why are we playing this?
I mean, everybody in the world sang that song. Everybody knew the lyrics to it. It's
they
one
did.
Of the longest theme songs in the world.
Well, looking back, yes.
Yeah.
They made longer theme songs to tell the whole setup of the show.
Maritime Day. That's why we played that.
That's right. It's National Maritime Day. Each year on May 22nd, National Maritime Day recognizes the launch of the maritime industries in the U.S. Celebration also honors America's merchant marines for their contributions and sacrifices for our country. Special acknowledgement is given to ships and seafarers that have held a prominent place in our nation's history. We salute you from the John and Gordy Family Show.
I'm just wondering how many seasons Gilligan's Island actually had. They had so many guests on that island. many bands showed up.
The guests could get it easily on the island and off the island.
And they always forgot about taking the rest of the crew with them.
Yeah. How was that happening? That's pretty funny. Yeah. That was let's see. How many?
One of those surreal
Google says it ran for 3
Gilligan's
seasons.
Island. Just three?
Just three,
They were probably like 60 show seasons.
Okay. Well, maybe something like that.
But well, they had a lot of shows during those seasons.
It was a great show. Were you favorable to Marianne or the movie star, Ginger?
I like Marianne.
Yeah. I think everybody kind of gravitated toward Marianne.
Yeah.
She seemed more real.
Yeah.
Movie star. You know, how could that happen? She was all dressed up every day on the island, the desert island. She's all dolled up.
I got to say, I like the skipper. I like the way he got upset, angry at just about everything. Everybody did. The
professor was a work of art. He was just...
he was good. He tried. He really tried to
show,
help.
Every show, he was coming up with another invention to get them off of the island, and none of them worked. Yeah. Yeah. And Jim Backus as the millionaire.
Yes.
You know,
Mr. Magoo.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going way back in time on the time tunnel. Yeah. All right. So.
Back in time, you say.
Oh, the history.
Back in time, you say, Gordy.
Yes. Let's go back in time.
Let's take a look at the history books for today.
All right.
1843. The first large group of people. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Did you travel on the Oregon Trail?
I think I was on it a couple of times.
Oh, wow. Very cool. 1843. Over 700 people depart in the first large party to travel the Oregon Trail.
Wow.
The Great Emigration.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Yeah, big deal.
Next. Yeah, what? You have more information about that?
You're waiting for a John Peterson story about being on the Oregon Trail.
Well, no.
I never made it there. I tried.
I'm trying to figure out what take to do for the second one, because I learned about this in high school, and I thought it was hilarious at the time. But given our current political climate, it's not so hilarious anymore. In 1856, a congressman, Preston Brooks, beat Senator Charles Sumner with his cane in the halls of Congress until he knocked him out, and then he kept beating him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. It was an issue over slavery. The congressman was from the South, the senator from the North, and the guy who beat him with his cane, he became a hero in the South, and hundreds of people sent him replacement canes because he broke it while beating this guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Support that.
Imagine something like that happening today.
I can imagine it with Derek Van Orden. Remember when he beat up on those little kids that were laying on the floor of the Capitol taking pictures of the dome? Yeah. Nice going.
Okay.
Kind of wild.
Thank God he didn't have a cane.
Well, it could happen in Congress today. I mean, they've
come
close.
Hopefully not. Hopefully we've moved past that.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's the one to keep a
She's
a hot...
Hot-headed.
Hot-tempered.
Yeah.
Hot-tempered.
She's trying to counter the criticism of her physical form.
She was itching for a fight.
She was criticized for it, so she released a workout video of her lifting weights.
Are you kidding?
Really?
A lot of weight.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
I didn't hear that. No. Wow.
But, you know, it's... It's great that she's in that kind of shape. That's fantastic. But if you look a little manly,
I feel like some megas would be into that, seeing Marjorie Taylor Greene in a workout video.
Maybe.
Yes. Yeah, maybe. I'm just reversing the role here.
Yeah.
Right.
She looks a little manly. It's the story there.
Moving
on. What's happening on this date?
Moving on.
Let's get into the turn the page. Let's go.
Oh,
let's
yeah. keep going. 1972, Richard Nixon. He became the first U.S. president to visit the USSR, kind of cooling down tensions of the, or not cooling, warming the thaw of the Cold War.
Right.
And
detente. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then 1992, you guys remarked on this one. Johnny Carson hosts The Tonight Show for the last time.
Wow. 32 years
Time
ago?
Time flies, doesn't it?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That it does.
With Bette Midler, you know, on the desk there singing to him.
Yeah. And
that was a great show.
A lot of funny goodbyes.
Yeah. You met Johnny Carson, didn't you, Gordy? You met Johnny Carson, kind of, right?
I met him in the parking lot of NBC Burbank, yeah.
That's quite a story. You tried to take his parking space, right?
No. There were about 15 or 20 other people in the tour group, and Johnny just happened to drive up at that time.
Yes.
And in his white Corvette into his number one parking space there. And the tour guide said, if Johnny drives up, he should be driving up any minute. You know, you want to wait 5 or 10 minutes?
Do not do anything.
Do not
say anything.
Attempt
to
shake his hand. Do not ask him for an autograph. Don't take any pictures. You know, all this stuff. We're like, okay. And then he gets out and he starts walking right toward me. I'm standing in the way of him getting into the studio. And I reach out to shake his hand.
Oh, no.
And then I suddenly realize that, the tour guide said, don't try to shake his hand. As I'm thinking that, he starts to reach out to shake my hand. I pull my hand back, and he looks at me and gives me a, and just keeps walking. That's how I got the Johnny Carson.
You did.
Yeah.
Well, that's
he
kind of
laughed and kept
great
going.
Story.
I made a complete idiot out of myself. I was totally starstruck.
Maybe he doesn't know that, you know, the tour guide saying, do not try to shake his hand.
Maybe so.
Maybe he doesn't even
maybe
know
he's
it.
Wondering, like, why isn't why anybody
no one wants to shake my hand. What the hell it is? I keep trying.
Right. He was quite, obviously, television adds, you know, 20 or 30 pounds. Because he was a lot shorter and, you know, thinner than I imagined. But, yeah. Nice guy, though.
Yeah.
Johnny. Okay. Anything else, Sam?
Just a couple of birthdays to finish us out. Okay. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, author of Sherlock Holmes, born today in 1859.
Okay.
Malcolm X, civil rights leader, born in 1925. And somebody that my brother and I kind of affectionately, jokingly refer to as Uncle Ted. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Quite the uncle.
Are you related to him?
No, we are not. We are not related. We just call him that for whatever reason. He was born today in 1942.
Okay. Very good. Coming up on the John and Gordy Family Show, Johnny at the Movies. Can't wait.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Your rain gauge and Nassau. Believe it or not, they're both partners in your farming operation. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You may not realize it, but Nassau has been involved in helping production agriculture since the early 70s. They provide a lot of weather-related information to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and have been doing so for big reports like the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates since the 70s. Brad Dorn is the agriculture lead with Nassau, and he says one area they're really focused on now, soil moistures.
Getting better soil moisture information has been one of the key inputs we've been providing to USDA and the Foreign Ag Service from our satellites. And these sensors come from sensors with these, you know, big arrays that, you know, we've been using for weather forecasting a lot or for motion technology, but now we're using them more and more for soil moisture. But now we're also going to include radar systems. We're going to launch a satellite this year. And we're going to have surface soil moisture observations every couple football fields.
Brett Dorn, one of the agriculture leads with Nassau, working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to fine-tune forecasting and let you know what weather patterns are on the way. We're talking more about weather patterns at our latest planting progress report. Plus, we'll get you up to speed on markets and overnight trade. That's next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebulous. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half to 2.11. 40-pound block cheese was down 2.25 at 1.92. And AA butter, that actually gained 2.25 cents to 3.09 1/4 per pound. Red ink this morning, December corn's down 4 at 4.80. November beans down 7 at 12.09. July wheat's down 3 at 6.85. And your June Class 3 milk closed 23 cents lower at 21.23 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, so it will be a little breezy today. Clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. And then more rain on the way as we head into Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Save big money on your next flooring update. Now at Menards. Update your floors with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It adds a stylish look to your home. Plus, it's durable, waterproof, and easy to install. It's on sale now through May 27. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in-store or online at Menards.com. For more great deals in our weekly flyer, happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time live from Kopke's greenhouse outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, talking planting and also the bug guy, cicadas, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum,
Stephanie Miller here, inviting you to listen to my show right after John and Gordy. It is like cleanup every morning here. A mess they make right here on Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX Madison.
You bet.
Thank you, Stephanie.
I love it. It was great meeting them.
Yeah.
Backstage when they were in town at the Barrymore.
That was really, really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. We've got an interview coming up with Doug Moe. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour this morning.
Doug Moe, Madison Magazine.
Yeah. Channel 3000.
Channel 3000 now.
Yeah, he's got this story about the skeleton that was found at the Good and Loud music store location.
In the chimney.
And they finally have identified, they believe, who that was.
And he completed his story. He's been following this for a long time. George Hesselberg also followed it extensively. Mm-hmm. But Doug Moe.
Yeah.
Finished it off,
and we have an interview with him coming up a little bit later on this morning.
Yes.
We're live at Short Stack Eatery at 301 West Johnson, and they're getting ready for the breakfast crowd to roll on in.
Yeah, this is going to be wild.
It's cloudy and breezy, lots of tree limbs down all over the place. People will be cleaning up today after those big storms rolled through last night. Still 30,000 people without power.
We haven't seen the guy on State Street with a leaf blower.
If there was any day that we actually need him to
clean
blow
up
those leaves,
there.
I guess there's a, you know, since it's gusty winds, maybe he doesn't, you know, he can take the day off until everything settles down.
That's right. You know, this thing hit the fan, and Trump got very upset about it because he's been in court. And he hasn't had a whole hell of a lot of control with the media since he's been in court sleeping. So Mr. Don Snorleone was asked,
"That's him.
Hey, what do you think about birth control? Would you ban it? Do you think we should have a right to it?" And let's check out this. Cut 130, if you can. Cut 130. And this is Don Snorleone telling it like it is.
Okay. So related to this is the whole issue of contraceptives. Do you support any restrictions on a person's right to contraception?
Well, we're looking at that, and I'm going to have a policy on that very shortly. Uh-oh. And I think it's something that you'll find interesting. Yes. And it's another issue that's very interesting. Yeah, but you will find it, I think, very smart. I think it's a smart decision. But we'll be releasing it very soon.
Oh, okay. That's
he doesn't.
Good. No, yes.
That's a non-answer answer.
Yeah. No, yes or no, an easy answer.
He doesn't.
He didn't have that, huh?
No.
No.
He's got no answer, real answer. Just, but you know, he got a plan, and they're looking into it.
That hit the fan.
Yeah.
So then he came out on Truth Social, or not so truthy social, as I like to call it, and he came out with this statement. I have never and will never advocate imposing restrictions on birth control or other contraceptives. This is a Democrat fabricated lie, misinformation, disinformation. I don't know, if, you know, from that interview, it didn't sound like he had a...
Uh-uh. Why didn't he just say that? He
didn't have a position on it.
Right.
You know, hemmed and hawed.
He had to think about it.
My guess is that he is waiting for somebody else to make the decision for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these right-wing institutes and groups getting together, writing his policy for him. All he has to do is put them in charge, and they'll run with it.
Well, didn't he have it in the Project 2025?
Yes, it's in there.
It's in there. Is that what it says?
That's what he's waiting for.
Oh.
So he didn't really come out and say anything about it except on Truthy Social. Again, I didn't even finish his statement here. Misinformation, disinformation, because they have nothing else to run on except failure, poverty, and death. I do not. I missed that.
Mm.
For some reason, I've not noticed any of these things in society. Anybody?
No.
Anybody notice the death and the poverty and the failure? You know, poverty and failure are the results of capitalism. Mm. Yes. I don't want to get into that.
He says, I do not support a ban
on birth control, and neither will the Republican Party.
Okay.
And he said that at 2 p.m. yesterday.
Okay.
So now you know.
So now that's the plan.
That's his plan until he gets somebody else to change it for him.
I see.
In Project 2025, which, by the way, we're going to get to next hour, as we have all week long.
A close-up look.
Yes.
Workshopping Project 2025
for the Republic. Trying to put a smiling face on it.
Yeah. Kind of tough to do.
But we're making that effort, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. All right. I mentioned a little while ago Johnny at the Movies was coming up. You're still workshopping that.
I'm still workshopping that.
You have it ready to go. You know, you have a plan to do Johnny at the Movies, but you haven't actually executed the plan.
Well, yesterday we ran by that story.
Yeah.
It's a movie that was supposed to be pro-Trump. Right. Then the billionaire that financed it found out it's actually anti-Trump. He's angry about it. I want to put it into my own words. I read the story. Mm-hmm. Now I want to put it into my own words and give it as a Johnny at the Movies segment.
Yeah, the billionaire that put up the money formerly from the Washington football team.
Right.
The owner.
Yes.
Dan, what's
his
name?
Well, he had a lot of extra money. And now he's kind of blown it, and he can't stop the movie, okay?
Yeah.
It's kind of the
story. All right. What
the heck was that noise?
Well, they're making all the food products here for the... For the food to be served at the Short Stack Eatery here.
Well, I've got something here.
Sounds like a coffee grinder, doesn't it?
I hope so.
Yeah. Either that or they've got the chainsaws in the back cutting down some tree limbs.
We talked yesterday about Harrison Butker's comment at a commencement ceremony for graduates at a Catholic school. So The Daily Show decided to take a look at that. Okay. With Jon Stewart, and so let's take a listen to Cut 129, and this is, their version of what Harrison Butker was telling everybody.
Apparently, the Kansas City Chiefs field goal kicker gave a conservative Catholic commencement speech at a conservative Catholic college. Seems expected. Although we did have a shout-out to the ladies.
Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
Ha ha! Hey! Wow. Apparently, enjoy the PTA, bitches. Not the advice you want to hear when you're $100,000 in debt earning a degree in electrical engineering.
See?
But I imagine that the cancellation of one Harrison Butker was swift and unforgiving at the White House.
What I can say is we invite the entire team, and we do that always. I don't have anything beyond that.
Aha! You wokerati at the communist... Wait, well, I'm sorry, what was that? What did you... He can still go to the White House and be on his football team, and all that's really happened is some people roasted him on TikTok? So I guess this is just kind of a passing distraction. Or if you happened to tune into more conservative media...
Major scandal rocking the NFL. Players in big trouble. Not for doing drugs, betting, or beating women, but because he's Christian.
The left seeks to destroy an outspoken NFL Catholic.
He's been doxxed. He's been slammed. They're calling for him to be canceled.
The left hates Christian values.
They will try to denigrate you, isolate you, cancel you, and ultimately silence you completely. But be not afraid.
Completely.
How can I be not afraid when what you have proffered is so afraidable?
Seriously. This idea that anybody is getting canceled is just mind-bogglingly simplistic and ridiculous. No one cancels anybody. I mean, you're still there. You still have a way to walk away. No one's canceling you, and you're gone, disappeared. No one's going to ever see you again.
You still have access to your social media.
Exactly.
You can still get the word out of whatever it is you're talking about.
Exactly.
You still have opinions.
In fact, you can still talk to people around you at the time you think you're canceled.
Yeah.
Nobody's
canceling anybody. I mean, it really...
Cancel culture is just such a dumb statement, such a weird concept, surreal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really exist.
No, it doesn't.
Cancel culture. Yeah.
Free to say what you want to say.
Right.
You have access to, your social media. You could call us at 608-879-8255. Right. Express your
what,
opinions.
Are we going to get Harrison Butker on the John and Gordy show?
Why? Let's try. Yes. Let's try to get all right. of them. I want to hear his side of the story.
Himself. Yes.
he could download the Civic Media app from wherever he is mm-hmm. onto his phone. It's free. And you could send us a text right now.
But if he says anything out of line, we certainly are going to cancel him. Just like that. In fact,
why not?
Basically, I think we're going to end him.
Oh, my
goodness. That was the comment that we heard in this clip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually have a trap door set up in the studio where if any guest says anything that they're not allowed to say, we hit a button and then they disappear through the trap door forever.
Yes.
That's a great idea. Send them right down to the comedy store right downstairs.
Oh, no, not that. It's never made any sense, this cancel culture thing. And, you know, conservatives and college classes feel like they can't express themselves because there are too many liberals around them, and they fear that no one will accept them or reject their ideas. And I think that's on them, isn't it? It's on them. It's not on the liberals. It's not on what they perceive to be a liberal indoctrination class. It's them. If they don't want to speak up, if mm-hmm. they're not confident about their ideas, or they're not confident enough to defend their ideas, then maybe they've got the problem, and it's no one mm-hmm. canceling them out. They are canceling themselves out.
That's it. Yeah, they still have freedom of speech. They can still speak out,
yes.
but they're canceling themselves out. You know, just out of fear.
So it's a little bit of projection.
Yeah, it is. I think
you're blaming somebody else for canceling them when they're actually just afraid to speak up.
That's it. That's it. Exactly.
I think we've dissected that, haven't we? We solved that problem. We can no longer use the term cancel culture because we have diffused it.
Canceled. We've canceled
the cancel. We've canceled that cancel culture.
That's it. That's the way to do it. Okay.
But that's what I'm thinking.
You know, a lot of people are there waking up this morning wondering what happened last night. All these tornado warnings that were out, the sirens were going off all over southern Wisconsin, but Iowa really got hit.
Yes.
And it was tornado devastation down there. And it started to weaken as it moved across southern Wisconsin last night. But there are a lot. I was driving back from Baraboo last mm-hmm. night on Highway 12, and it was still stormy. I finished up, some things I had to do in Baraboo, driving back on Highway 12, branches on the road.
Man.
Lots of workers out there trying to, try to get the debris out of the way. And it looked bad around Sauk City and also parts of Middleton. I saw some branches on University Avenue.
Yes.
Out in the street driving home last night. And there were still power outages this morning. At least around daybreak, about 30,000 people still without power this morning. So cleanup day around southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, especially if you have a lot of trees in your yard, it's cleanup day. We mm-hmm. have a lot of trees in our yard, and we're going to have to get out the battery-operated chainsaw and do some work out in that yard.
Yeah? Is it a big chainsaw?
It's a little one, but it really works well.
Yeah?
It does.
Are you going to get the boys out of the basement to help you out?
No, they're going to be sleeping today. They were out last night about 3-4 o'clock.
The vampire
taking
boys.
Taking pictures of the devastation out there.
Wandering around the neighborhood.
And I'm hoping that it rains all day today, so at least I don't have to go out there and chainsaw any of these branches and fallen trees today.
It's going to be windy today. It's all day long.
Well, then I can't. I can't chainsaw because of the wind.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt yourself.
A few excuses. I'm trying to come up with more excuses, please.
Yeah. Supposed to be, yesterday was so hot and humid. Today, just 70 for a high.
Yeah.
So
Thank
a
goodness.
Chance to get caught up on things. But again, reaching out to the people that have had some devastation. There were trees on top of houses this morning down in Verona and some other places, too.
Takara had a little problem. They had a tree fall on their outside cafe out in Middleton.
Is that right?
Yes.
No kidding. Wow.
Well, a little bit later on, we're going to get to Project 2025.
Do a deep dive?
Yep.
It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Family Show, live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison.
You're listening. listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Met and Air on Air.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. I'm John Peterson.
And I'm Gordy Young.
And this is the John and Gordy Family Show.
That's what it is. And we are live at Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison. And a lot of headlines out there to get to. But first, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, you know.
Your new place. You have a huge place. You had a small place before. Now you've got a two-story house that you're wandering aimlessly through, trying to figure out where you're going to put everything, all the furniture that you have.
That's it. Yeah, I got it all, and it's just stacked up on top of, you know, when you move, you know, you got to move out and move in all at the same time, try to find your stuff, and, you know, it's all in boxes. It's all very, all over the place right now. But, you know, the good part of this is, you know, I've been trying to lose weight over the last few months, and I reached it yesterday, a milestone, yesterday after I unloaded all this stuff.
You went from mildly obese to... you weren't.
Okay. I've lost 25 pounds.
That's amazing.
In the last...
That is fantastic.
Five months?
Yes, thank you.
Something like that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks very much. What was that? The crowd here at Short Stack chiming in. Yes, 25 pounds. So.
Yeah.
But I still have more to go. You know, I want to keep going, you know. I'm not done yet, okay?
You're not done moving in yet.
I'll tell you, I got a lot of exercise going up and down the stairs. I lived in a one, you know, all on a the ground floor apartment that was two bedroom. Don't get a lot of exercise
Very
there.
Small.
Yeah, well, it was kind of small. And then now I've got, you know, the upstairs. I've got a basement, I've got stairs in the, you know, going to the basement,
thank
stairs
goodness
going upstairs.
You put your office upstairs, so now you have to go upstairs all the time. You live in that office.
I do live in the office. Yeah, that's also my little recording studio out there now. So it's all set up, ready to go.
You would have put it on the first floor, but you have, like, a lot of traffic outside that window in the corner
of
your house.
It is a little trafficky. Yeah.
Now, I thought those blinds would at least muffle the sound.
Not at all.
It doesn't.
No, had to move the recording equipment upstairs into the small bedroom. It's kind of isolated in the house there.
Well, that's good.
It's
good.
Thanks for caring. I knew I could count on you.
I'm glad that you're losing so much weight.
Well, you know, I need to do more. Yeah. So about halfway to my goal. Need another 25 pounds off by I don't know. Let's see. What is today? May 22nd. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's target the fall, okay?
Okay, so we'll have a competition.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to lose all that weight, too.
No, you don't need to lose any weight. You're skinny as a rail.
I know.
What are you talking about? You work out?
that weight down?
I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
What do? You do
I have the elliptical.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm on that. And
you run,
I
run on the elliptical. I walk.
I walk around Middleton,
yeah.
And it's about a 1 mile walk, which is fantastic. Just good. About what I need. That warms me up.
Yeah.
And then I do some core exercises.
And then you chase that crazy dog around. That's a lot of exercise.
Dog. Oh my God.
Oh, oh, come to that now, huh? Really? What's the dog's name?
You know, she picks
power,
us up.
Right?
Yes, Power. Yeah. And it's a 1 year border collie.
Yeah.
And she's got us all pegged. She knows that I'm the guy that's going to pull the stick with her out in the yard. So, yeah. You know, I'm like really doing
duty.
My core exercise out there pulling the stick with her. She is really strong.
What do you mean pulling the stick?
Well, we have a plastic flexible stick that we have, not a real stick. And she pulls on it, and she wants me to pull with her and have this little competition.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's quite the workout.
That's good.
So when I get home from here, it's that. That's what I have to go out. She makes sure that I take her out, and we pull on that stick. That's
you have to
fine.
Keep her on the leash, on a lead?
Yeah, I got to keep. We still haven't trained her to stay in the yard completely. She doesn't run too far.
Oh, that's good.
She's afraid to go too far away, and she does come back, but we don't want to take that chance.
Yeah.
We have a road, High Point Road.
That's right.
Yeah.
Coming up in our next hour, by the way, we're going to have an interview with Doug Moe, the writer from Madison Magazine. He interviewed us, and then we interviewed him, and we're going to play that interview.
Yeah, back at you, Doug.
He's got an article coming out about us sometime soon.
Yes.
I think about a week and a half or so. And he's going to tell us in our interview that you're about to hear, you know, a little later on this
7:35
about that skeleton that was found in the chimney so long ago, and they finally identified who they think that is, and he'll tell us about that coming up a little bit later on today.
All right, preview of his article, unless that's already out, I haven't checked.
No.
Let's take a look at the headlines, okay? I mean, we make our comments.
Okay,
our editorial comments about headlines.
That's
Donald
it.
Trump's campaign says it will begin accepting contributions through cryptocurrency.
Is that a good idea?
Cryptocurrency. You think they're desperate at all? I mean, they have been begging for $5, $10 contributions, $1. And if you can't, if you can't afford to contribute, that's okay, too. They've given the nod. They've given you permission not to contribute. Isn't that nice of them?
I think that's great.
That's fantastic.
I think I'll take that option.
Cryptocurrency now. Oh, my God. Really? Really?
Okay.
Oh, okay. More headlines.
Next headline.
All right. Giuliani agrees to stop spreading 2020 vote tampering lies about Georgia election workers.
He's agreed.
This is a headline. This is an actual news story. He's agreed to stop spreading 2020 vote tampering lies.
He's agreed now to do?
Slap him on the back, congratulate
thanks.
Him, give him a big salute. To
that is strange.
Okay. America's mayor. God, this guy is what a mess. Oh, by the way, I got an incredible story about our good America's mayor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got a little grift, and it's funny. It is something you won't expect something like this from Giuliani, but he's bringing it to everybody, and I love this. You got to know you're in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing, if, in solidarity, all 9 South Dakota Native American tribes endorse Kristi Noem's banishment. They will not let her on their land.
No kidding.
Yes, this is not a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many tribes did you say?
9.
Wow.
All 9. That's... All 9 South Dakota Native American tribes.
They don't like her.
Yeah. Get off our lawn.
Get off of our land.
Well, she made some really bad comments about them seeing their children have no hope.
Oh.
That's kind of a bad thing. She also said that Mexican drug cartels have a presence on South Dakota Indian reservations, and they say no, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, banished.
We will have more headlines, and again, that interview with Doug Moe coming up shortly.
Project 2025 also.
Yes, next. Our deep dive workshopping that on the John and Gordy Show, live from Short Stack Eatery.
Yeah.
Let
the sunshine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show
Trump's trying to unite the Reich. We'll talk about it. We'll take your phone calls. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.